Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're going to start Siman Reish Mem Zayin, which is page Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So Siman Reish Mem Zayin is about sending letters, sending mail before Shabbos when you are concerned that the mail carrier is going to carry it on Shabbos. He's going to deliver it on Shabbos. So we're going to learn the first two Si'ifim Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, time permitting, tonight. So Si'if Aleph, Shaleach Adami Gera. By the way, just the easiest way to learn this Si'if is if you draw a diagram as you're learning it. I mean, it's one of those tree diagrams. So here's what you got to do. If this, then that. If this, then depends. This, right? Meaning to draw one of those diagrams. I did it for myself here on the side of my dear Shemeshvura, but we'll try to verbalize it. Shaleach Adami Geras, Biyadin Yehudi Vafilu Barav Shabbos Simcha Sheicha. A person can send a letter with a non Jewish person who's going to bring the letter, even if it's Erev Shabbos right before dark. Provided that there's a set price, meaning the postage stamp costs whatever, I don't know what a postage stamp costs. Let's assume it's 75 cents, I don't know. So there's a set price for a standard letter, that's what it is. And the Nachri isn't going to be working extra hard to get paid an extra, you know, with the hopes that he's going to get paid more, that if he works hard, he'll get paid. He knows exactly what he's going to get paid whenever he does this work. But you have to be careful not to tell him to go on Shabbos. Right, this is Nogea to like Amazon deliveries, right? Next day delivery, are you demanding that it come on Shabbos? So if next day delivery were a little more reliable, maybe that would be a problem. Also, usually next day does not have to necessarily be on Shabbos. Shabbos ends and then it's still the day, right? This time of year, it's unlikely that a delivery truck is going to be out at 10 o'clock at night, but you never know. So anyway, a person could send imcha sheicha, as long as they set a price and you didn't tell them to come on Shabbos. V'im lo katzato lo kaviyah be'doer, but if you did not set a price, e lo kaviyah be'doer, then there's a further tenai, right? Meaning, if you set a price, you're all good. If there's no set price, well, then we have to see. Is there kaviyah be'doer? What does it mean, kaviyah be'doer? So you write, pirush ish yedua shekol ksav elov yuval v'mishal chol misha shaluach elav. That there's a post office, that there's someone who's in charge of being sort of a clearinghouse where all the letters go through and all the packages go through before they get to their ultimate destination. So b'masa asul l'shloach, so if there is such a, if it's, there's no be'doer, b'masa asul l'shloach afilu miyom rishon, then you're not allowed to send a letter even already early in the week from Yom Rishon, the kviya be'doer b'masa, and if there is a postmaster, a post office in the town, so mishalchan afilu b'erev Shabbos, then you could send it even on Erev Shabbos. As long as there's enough time during the day before Shabbos starts that he can at least get to the zip code that he's bringing it, even if he can't necessarily get to the house where it's ultimately going to be delivered, as long as he can get to the zip code where he's bringing it to, that's going to be good enough. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah before we go on to the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Igeres, who had didn't become lachos k'shnos and avenchos the gamer called the Shabbos. Same is true with all malachos. It's not only about bringing a letter when when you give it to him and there's no time to finish it before Shabbos, being a dafka sheyiksov lo dami bad malachta, you have to already set a price for the malacha da'az that nafshei kavu lo b'shvil Yisrael, because once he knows exactly what he's getting paid and it's regardless of when he's going to be doing it, so then you know that he's doing it adaita d'nafshei and he's not doing it for the Yisrael. Elo nakat igeres, the reason it mentions igeres, even though it could be anything, to tell me that if there is no postmaster and you don't have a set price, that it's going to be aser. And we're going to say later on what's so much worse about a letter. Essentially, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that a letter has a Jew's handwriting on it, so it becomes more obvious that he's doing your work as opposed to a more benign package that nobody knows exactly who it comes from. Aval shar kelim v'chafatz ma'os, but other types of kelim or objects or money, im shalech b'yadein yud b'yarv Shabbos hadin k'mo b'kol malachos. So then it has a din like any malacha that you ask him to do before Shabbos. For such things that don't have your handwriting on it that doesn't have a clear indication that it's from a Jew, even if you don't have a set price, mutter. Then if he could get it there technically before Shabbos, it's mutter. And we're not going to be worried that maybe when he comes to deliver it, he's not going to find the recipient and he's going to have to go chasing him around on Shabbos as well. So we're not worried about that when it comes to other packages. So we see the reason we're talking about letters is that there's a chumrah by letters, that because letters has some clear Jewish marking on it in that it's in your handwriting. Im chashecha, so we said that you could do this even when it's Erev Shabbos before dark. Hainu bot shashem is arech, when the sun is still shining, you also have to make sure he leaves your house before Shabbos starts. So we said, as long as you don't tell him to go on Shabbos, ubelvad, v'meinu Yehudi amr me'atzmoshi elich b'Shabbos. If the Yehudi decides on his own that he wants to go on Shabbos, less than, but that's not your problem. Kibun Shai Yisrael, lo amar lo ze. You never told him to do that. V'meinu Yehudi atad enav sheikavit b'shvil schirusei. He's doing that because he wants to make his money, so he's going when he wants to go. So as long as you didn't tell him that he's supposed to be yelech sheyelech b'Shabbos, sipchat and dalit, v'hu adin shalo yomar lo, you also should not tell him. Re'ei sheteisham b'yom rishon b'yom sheinu chiyotzu b'zav yadu shiyav shalo yashom elim kein yelech b'Shabbos. Davizeh kilu amar lo lech b'Shabbos. Meaning, even if you didn't tell him to dafka go on Shabbos, but if you did tell him, I need this to be there by Sunday, Monday morning opening of business, this needs to be there. And you know that there's no way he can get there on Monday unless he travels on Shabbos. That's the same as telling him to go on Shabbos itself. So the question is, are we allowed to send mail on Erev Shabbos, Bizman Hazet, right? Meaning, you know that it's going to get there, that the guy's going to be working on Shabbos. So in the Tshuvas Or Letzioni says that even if you know that that he's going to move it on Shabbos, that he's going to bring it there on Shabbos, it's mutter to do it because we have a Ketzitzas Damim when it comes to mail. But you're not allowed to tell him that you need him to go there on Shabbos. It shouldn't be also where you tell him that he has to be there by Motzoi Shabbos, knowing that the only way to get there by Motzoi Shabbos is by going on Shabbos. So in the Dirshu over here, he quotes all he quotes that maybe that's why express mail right before Shabbos, where it's supposed to arrive on Shabbos morning, would be problematic. However, there are a number of kulas that people have with the current postal system. First of all, half the stuff gets lost in the postal system. No, they don't bring that as a kula. But the Minchas Yitzchak writes in Yitzchak that there's a Chubis Shvos Yaakov that when it's Amira La Amira, that the Nachri that you're talking to is not the Nachri that's going to bring it. He's going to give it to a different Nachri who's then going to bring it. Or, meaning, so who's the Nachri you're talking to that you're instructing? That's the postmaster. You're giving it to the postal service. The postal service hires the mailman. So that's maybe Amira La Amira. Furthermore, the Chalkas Yaakov writes that he's not considered the shliach of Yisrael because he's bringing thousands of packages and letters. So in his cart that the mailman rolls around, or the truck that he drives around, there are thousands of letters. So you can't say that he's dafka doing your shlichus who's bringing it. And kahena v'chahena, there are svaros like that as to why it's mutter to do this with our contemporary mail system. Sivkatenei lo kaviya beidor. So we said if it's lo kaviya Bedor, that you don't have a set mail system. That means, it doesn't mean that there's no postmaster at all. It means that there's no sense of kvius to when he's there, and that you know when to find him, where to find him, that things will be running. Sometimes he works in that city, sometimes he works in that city. So on the days that he shows up, you know, then there's a Bedor. That's called lo kvius. So that's usher. Why? Because maybe you're not going to find him, and the non-Jew is not going to find the postmaster, and therefore he's going to have to go chasing him on Shabbos. And the reason we're so strict when it comes to writing letters, that since it has the handwriting of a Jew on it, and it's so clearly evident that it's from a Jew. The return address says Leibowitz, you know, it says it's very clear that it's from a Jew, so that's why people are going to say that a Jew asked you to bring it on Shabbos. So if you manage to write the letter in non-Jewish handwriting, so if you don't write the letter in Yiddish, you write a letter in Russian or whatever, so then, and there's no Jewish markings on it, so then it will be mutter to send it, even on Erev Shabbos, even when there's no Ketzitzas Dam, when there is no set price. The Kol Sheyachal Agia Shem Mibod Yom, as long as it's able to get there Mibod Yom, L'Bayis Rishon HaSamach L'Choma, before Shabbos starts, to the very first house in the neighbor, in the city that it's going to. Meaning, essentially, what he's saying is that a letter becomes like other packages when there's no identifying mark on the letter that it's a Jewish letter. The only reason we're machmir by letters is because there's something identifying that it's a Jewish letter. Also, l'shloach siv katan vav kasav ol shabbos v'nir the kol zemar k'shleach v'nei miyudi liyada beidar aval k'shadam shleach yigaras al yado l'chaveiro. All of this is only when it's working through some sort of postal system. But when it's coming directly to the other guy, ein lochashan aliyim tzayin v'vesel shleach achor b'shabbos, you don't have to worry that maybe he's not going to find the recipient on Shabbos. V'shari yafil b'erev Shabbos b'lo katzas. Then it would be mutter even on erev Shabbos and even without ketzitzas damim kol shiachol agiyah shem mibod yom, as long as he's able to get there mibod yom. And that's the sheet of Rav Ram Miprag, quoted in the Bach. He writes barichus on this, and he's mekel. That even when you send a letter directly to your friend, you have this chashash, according to the Taz and Magen Avram. In the Rabbeinu Chananel, which has just recently been printed, it's muchach like the sheet of the Ola Shabbos Ayin Sham. If you give the guy the instruction that you don't have to bring it to the recipient per se, as long as any family member of his is around and you can leave it with a family member and trust that family member, that's good enough, then it's mutter l'chala deils, because you don't have to worry that he's going to be running around trying to find the guy. Somebody's going to be home, so he'll deliver it to whoever happens to be home. Sivkatan Zayin, Afilim Yom Rishon. He said that it's usher to send even from Sunday if there's no Kviya Beidawar and there's no Ketzitzas Damim, Vimu Derech Karov. But if it's very close by, could go Mahalik Yom Echad, near the Afilim Shachal Yom Shem Shlishi Shari. Then even if you send it Monday, Tuesday, it's going to be Mutter. Shashalim send Vesel Yeshul Shashabe Lelechas. Because even if he doesn't find the guy when he gets there on Tuesday or on Wednesday, there's still plenty of time before Shabbos for him to find the guy. Meaning the whole concern is he's going to show up. The guy's not going to be there, and because the guy's not going to be there, your guy is going to end up running around with your letter with the Jewish handwriting on Shabbos. But if there's so much time before Shabbos and it's not very far that you're asking him to carry it, then you don't have to worry about that. Sivkat and Ches, the Kviya Beidar. So we said if it's a Kviya Beidar in the town, then it's then you're allowed to send it even right before Shabbos. What does it mean, Kviya Beidar? Hainu sheish amun al zeh kavur sham tamid, that there's a guy that's reliably always there taking care of the postal service. Ubchal zeh umashakor and achshav postmaster. This is what we call a postmaster. Sharagilios b'mkomus gedolim. Usually it's a big post office. Everyone knows where the post office in town is, and there's always somebody there within postal service hours, whatever those are. But at least they're predictable hours. Shu omed al mishmar be'itim yeduim. He's there at, and you know, very clearly delineated times. Lekabel k'savim, to receive letters, ulashalchem, and to send them. Lashayachem l'ksavim, to whoever's supposed to get those letters. So that makes it a big kula. As long as he can get to the town that we're, right inside the wall of the town that he's supposed to, that the letter is supposed to go to. Why? The irsh and the shtaleach sham, right by the wall of the city where the letter is being sent to. Kolomar lebayis rishon mibifnim, the very first house in the town. Some of the achrim say because usually the very first house in the town is the post office, and that's ultimately where he's trying to get, and that's going to be okay. Says the Ramah, yesh matir nafil lo katzatz v'afil lo kviya beidar b'masa. Some are makel even if you don't have a set price, and even if there's no beidar b'masa, imishalchu biyom chamishi yochad l'chein, as long as you send it as early as Thursday. Maybe not on Friday, but if you send it on Thursday or earlier, then it's totally fine no matter what. V'yesh lismu chalayim pshichim l'kachem, we should be somich on this if you need to. Says the Mishabura, v'yesh matirin, tamayu dekivin shalom alo yisrael behed yesheel b'shabbos, since the Jew did not say to him beferish that you should go on Shabbos, a lesser kiyum samach l'Shabbos, then we're only going to ask for it if it's Friday. Because then it looks like he's doing the shlichus of the Yisrael. Even if you tell him on Erev Shabbos to do the melacha on Shabbos, avol muflag min haShabbos ktzas, but a little bit further away from Shabbos, lo mechzikom l'asim melacha b'Shabbos. It doesn't look like you instructed him to do it on Shabbos. Ulefichach ein lesser kiyim biyom Erev Shabbos, and therefore the Rama's going to say it's only going to be aser on Erev Shabbos. Vafil lo kaviyah, vafil yodua shlo yuchal legiel l'sham kaldim Shabbos. Kam kein shorli deyazu. According to this sheet of the Rama, even if you know that it can't get there before Shabbos, it's mutter. Since you're so far removed from Shabbos, it doesn't look like this guy is your shaliach. See if If you tell him that you will pay him, even though you didn't set a specific amount that you will pay him, that has a din of kotzitz lo damim. Because the guy is comfortable knowing that he's going to get paid, and therefore he's considered to be working for himself. But if you never told him you're going to pay him, even though you're thinking you're going to pay him, usher, that's going to be considered lo katzatz dame. That's usher de lo som chadaite b'disol katarach. And then we assume that he's working for you because he's hoping to be able to get paid by you. Sivkatan yud beis afal b'shiyesh b'daita ratzalomar lo mi b'yemein yudim estape klali mi'itni lo sachar da usher. We don't even need to say that if the Eino Yehudi has any doubt whether you're going to pay him, that it's for sure usher. Elafilu meisol maven mimenu shemitzapel l'sachar meito mishen shalach. Even though it's sort of the unspoken, understood thing that you will pay him, it's still aser. As long as you didn't promise him that you will. So to summarize what we did today, again, I would draw a chart that on the top of the chart you're not allowed to tell the guy that he should go on Shabbos. So then, if you didn't tell him that he should go on Shabbos, so if it's katzatz damim, then it's going to be mutter, right? So you didn't tell him to go on Shabbos, and it's katzatz damim, it's mutter. If it's low katzatz damim, so then it depends. If it's that there's a kavia bei doar, so then it's mutter even on Erev Shabbos. If it's low kavia doar, so then you have machlokas mechaber in the Ramah. According to the mechaber, it's going to be usur even from Sunday of that week. But the Mishnah Berurah says if it's a very close destination, then maybe it's mutter Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And according to the Ramah, it's going to be mutter as long as it's not Friday, as long as it's only from Thursday. Then through the Mishnah Berurah, we learn two more leniencies. Number one, that we're only strict about letters that have Jewish handwriting on them. But if it's a package that has no Jewish identifying marks on it, that's going to be mutter. And second, when you send directly to the guy and it's not going through a postmaster or a post office, that too is going to be mutter. And then in Sif Beis, we learned that guaranteeing that you will pay is the same as katzatz l'damim, even though you didn't give a particular amount that you're going to be paying. So again, if you draw it with the diagram, it's actually pretty easy. That's the basic summary of what we learned tonight. But on Sunday, we will pick up with Si'if Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening.